To CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. Mesa County's Republican clerk Tina Peters has been charged with obstructing an officer. That's a misdemeanor. Peters resisted police officers' efforts to retrieve her iPad. The Mesa County District Attorney is investigating whether Peters recorded a court hearing earlier this week and lied about it to a judge. Attorneys for Peters say they are looking at legal options. Peters says police used excessive force against her. In Douglas County, the Republican clerk there says an email that touched off an election security investigation simply used the wrong words and that no security breach occurred. CPR's Benta Berthlin reports.
Clerk Merlin Klotz says he regrets using the wrong terminology in what he describes as an informal private email that ended up posted on social media. In it, Klotz said his office had made a full image backup of the election machine server. The Colorado Secretary of State's office requested that Klotz provide more information about that claim, but he says the email was inaccurate and that his staff only backed up the information they're supposed to. The state restricts who has access to secure election information. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
State lawmakers want to learn more about what causes wildfires in Colorado. CPR's Veronica Penny has more.
This afternoon, state lawmakers are scheduled to discuss a proposal to hire a large team of wildfire investigators. State Senator Kerry Donovan proposed the bill after a CPR News investigation found that the cause of more than half of the state's wildfires is unknown, the worst rate in the western U.S. The legislation would cost $3 million a year. It would also require the state to keep accurate data on how wildfires start and use that data to help prevent future wildfires. I'm Veronica Penny, CPR News.
Colorado-based Lockheed Martin is NASA's choice to build a rocket that will go to Mars and back. The Mars Ascent vehicle will fly to the planet, load samples collected by another Mars vehicle, and make the 300-million-mile return trip to Earth for testing. Lockheed Martin will be paid nearly $200 million for the project, which they expect will take 6 years. This is CPR News.